Chief Keefe is wanted by the police. An arrest warrant was issued after he missed a child support hearing. He allegedly owes $10,000 in unpaid child support. Now, the mother of his 17-month-old daughter claims he will not keep up with his monthly $1,600 child support payment. You might remember back in March, the judge ordered him to pay like $5,000 in back support, but apparently he never did. I hope they get all this on tape. Reports are that the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta got ratchet. Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
That's what they do.
What? Oh, my gosh. A fight? The fight apparently started after Benzino made a joke about Stevie J and Jocelyn using drugs. They say Benzino's fiance Althea, Waka Flocka's mama Deborah, Waka Flocka's wife Tammy, Mimi, they all got into the fight. Police and paramedics were called to the scene. Wow. Several people were treated for injuries. This happened yesterday.
Well, that probably was somebody threw chairs and hit people in the audience.
You know what? These grown-ass people. Are you kidding me? But y'all, I might actually watch it. I always feel dumb. You know what? I feel dumber every time I watch a reality show. I just feel, it just makes me feel dumber. A politically controversial tweet from Rihanna is causing some issues. After tweeting the hashtag Free Palestine early yesterday, she quickly deleted it. Eight minutes later, it wasn't quick enough. Her fans went at her. A source says she really didn't mean to tweet it. She didn't even realize she had until she saw a fan reaction. Apparently, she'd been reading up on the Middle East conflict when she accidentally clicked on a link that automatically tweeted the hashtag in support of Palestine.
You know what? That's crazy because I believe Rihanna did do it, and I believe somebody told her, hey.
You can't be political.
Don't get into that.
You can't be political.
But you know what? Rihanna is the one entertainer
who can do it. Who can do it and be like, you know what? Kiss my ass.
That's what.
Yeah, I'm surprised she took it back.
Because then the same thing happened with your boy Dwight Howard. He did something to the effect like that.
I don't know. All right, so police are looking into accusations that Cat Williams hit a man with his Rolls Royce yesterday. What is wrong? Yes. So this guy pulled up alongside Cat's Rolls Royce and started taking pictures of him with his phone. The guy claims Cat and his bodyguard confronted him, took his phone, and then unleashed a stream of pepper spray at him. So when the guy got out of his car to avoid the pepper spray fumes, Cat allegedly hit his leg with his car. Police have reportedly launched an investigation of the incident as an assault with a deadly weapon because a car is a deadly weapon. All right, so Drake's going to help honor the biggest names in sports at tonight's ESPY Awards. Soup's going to have more on that. Meanwhile, what, Britt?
There's a Maryland Terp nominated.
You really stopped me for that. You put your hand up like you had something so special.
Best female athlete. Okay. It's a big deal.
In other news.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Drake's got a new name for his fourth album. It's going to be called Views from the Six. That's something you want to tweet. And if you do tweet it, Britt, hashtag RPMS top tweets. We might read it on air. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. For
Speaking
more stuff,
of your top tweets, they're coming up in about two songs, right?
You got it.
24 minutes past the hour.